Wizardy Witch and the Poorly Broomstick by David G. Shepherd. Wizardy Witch is always whizzing around. She is the fastest witch in the land of magic.
Zoomity zoom! Let's go broom!
She squeals, making her broomstick go faster. Whiz! And off she whizzes. One day, Wizardy Witch was getting ready to go out to play when she heard a painful coughing coming from the broom cupboard. Mum looked up from her breakfast and said, "That doesn't sound good. Maybe one of the brooms has sweeper's cough." Wiz opened the cupboard to see her own broom looking a pale yellow colour with bright red spots. The broom coughed rapidly, groaning loudly in pain. "You are not well today," said Mum sympathetically. "You other brooms will have to be kept separated from Wiz's broom in case you become ill too." She used a special medicinal spell to surround Broom in a bubble of pink magic and sent the sickly patient off to the witch's hospital. "Don't worry, Wiz. Dr. Fixer will soon have your broom back to you. She will be good as new before you know it." Wiz could never remember being away from her broom, and she suddenly felt very lonely and worried. "What if the doctor cannot make broom better?" she sobbed sadly. "I might never see her again." Mum reassured her everything would be fine, and even suggested they go and visit Broom in the hospital. A little later, Dr. Fixer contacted them to say that Broom needed several days in bed and a dose of very powerful magic cough mixture to get rid of the nasty infection. He also agreed they could come over at visiting time, but would have to keep their distance in case they were infected too. Wiz did not enjoy the wait. She is always rushing around at her dizzying whizzy speeds, so spending time sitting still proved challengingly difficult. "Why don't you read a book?" suggested Mum. Wiz shook her head, sighing loudly. "You could help with the chores in the house," offered Mum hopefully. Wiz groaned sadly, shaking her head and dropping her lip. "Perhaps go outside for a walk then," Mum said doubtfully. Wiz put her head in her hands, covered her eyes and cried silently to herself. She didn't like walking. It was far too slow. Mum thought deeply, struggling to find something to occupy Wiz until visiting time. "I know," she said with a smile. "I will take you out on my broom, like I did before you learned to ride your own one. We can go for a super fast zoom to blow away your sadness. Then we will go off to see how Broom is doing at hospital." Finally, Wiz raised half a smile and nodded in approval. They both put on their capes and hats, sat on Mum's big broom, ready to head off for an adventure together. "Where shall we go?" asked Mum. Wiz thought for a moment and then said, "Let's go to the beach. I love the sea." "You can use a magic leaf if you like," suggested Mum. Wiz took out a special golden leaf from her satchel. She held it at arm's length and said, "Rivers that flow and winds that blow, speed to the sea as fast as you'll go." The leaf burst into sandy, glittering speckles, raining down on Mum's broom, and they zoomed off even faster than Wiz had ever been before. "Hold on tight, Wiz," squealed Mum with delight. Wiz smiled broadly as they whizzed across the lands, over the snowy mountains and down to the sea on the other side of the land of magic. Ahead lay beautiful golden sandy beaches, edged with shallow orangey cliffs leading into a crystal clear blue sea. The pair had a great time exploring, playing and building sandcastles. Mum magicked up a fabulous picnic lunch with ice cream and jelly to finish. "This is where I once found treasure with Cousin Wisby," remembered Wiz. She pointed to the area ahead, and the pair wandered over to investigate. "There is a special hidden cave around that cliff over there," said Mum knowingly. "I liked to play down here when I was a little girl." "Did you have adventures too?" asked Wiz surprisingly. Mum chuckled as they walked along the beach. She told Wiz about several special adventures she had around this area. Wiz loved listening and imagined she was having the same adventures too. When they turned a corner ahead, Wiz could see a cave in the cliff. "There it is," whispered Mum excitedly. "What's inside?" wondered Wiz. "When I was a little girl like you, an old grumpy goblin lived deep inside. He was called Grizzly, I think," said Mum mysteriously. "Was he scary?" worried Wiz. No, not scary, just very grumpy and wanted to stay quietly on his own," reassured Mum. "I doubt he is even there any more. It was such a long time ago, Wiz." The entrance to the cave looked a bit scary, despite Mum's reassurance. After a few paces inside, the light dropped rapidly. "We need a magic lantern to light the way," said Mum. Wiz looked in her satchel, but could not find a leaf to make one. "We will have to visit the magic tree later to refill your satchel," advised Mum. "Look, I will create a lantern for us." Mum used her wand to cast the spell. "Bugs that glow and flames shall grow, light our way so shadows go." A giant shining lantern appeared a few feet ahead, bobbing and floating to show the way. Far at the back of the cave, a voice groaned grumpily. "Leave me alone. Go away." "He's still here," said Mum excitedly. "Hello," called Wizardy Witch in her cheeriest voice. "We only want to be friends." A loud rustling sound saw the crinkly old goblin shuffling from the darkness ahead. "I thought I recognised you," he said to Mum. "You have been here before, I remember." "You know me?" exclaimed Mum in surprise. "You have an amazing memory." "I remember everything," the goblin grumbled. "That is why I stay in here, so I don't have to learn anything else. I just cannot cope with any more knowledge." "Why not try a forgetting spell?" suggested Wiz sympathetically. "That way you could just start again and wouldn't be so sad." The goblin chuckled, then laughed in a deep growling voice.
"That is very thoughtful of you, Wizardy Witch. Do you know one?"
Wiz shook her head slowly. A forgetting spell was far too difficult for her. Even Mum shrugged her shoulders, realizing this was a job for a powerful wizard. The goblin's face dropped.
"I thought as much. A forgetting spell is not something everyone would know."
Wiz suddenly jumped up enthusiastically. "I know. We can ask Dad to speak to the great Skylar at the castle. He is the wisest wizard in the land of magic.
He will be able to help you. Mum nodded in agreement. You are right. Leave this with us and we will find a spell for you. The goblin smiled thankfully. This was the best news he had known in an age. They said their goodbyes as it was time to leave. They went straight to the witch hospital to visit Wiz's broom. She was already looking much better and sitting up, showing good signs of recovery. Dr. Fixer assured them she would be back in a couple of days, good as new. Wiz returned home with Mum and was ready for bed after their long, exciting day. "Can we go out again tomorrow?" she asked sleepily. "I expect so," said Mum, as she tucked her in her bed covers. "I will talk to Dad about the forgetting spell." Wiz was already sound asleep, dreaming of her broom and their fun day together. And that is the story of Wizardy Witch and the Poorly Broomstick.